This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Wait a minute, let me make sure that's turned up. Turn that down a little bit. Let's go.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tomorrow I'm going to the doctor, so trying to conserve on what I say, just because the gaspy part of it is really getting on my nerves. And that's why I'm... And in the third hour, just to keep you on your feet, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris. He's the owner-operator of Pipe Hitters Union. And Pipe Hitters Union is now a sponsor of Lock and Load. So we're going to sort of, I don't know, we're going to wreak havoc in the third hour? We're going to wreak havoc now, too, but, you know, just so you know what's upcoming. Coming out of the Washington Post, we take this trip down the absurd. An op-ed writer there says that if teachers are armed, that they will be inclined to execute black and Hispanic children. Teachers. If teachers are armed, they'll have black and Hispanic children in their classrooms and they'll be looking at them. The evil gun will talk to them with the voices and say, execute these people. You know you're... I wonder what happens if the teacher is black or Hispanic. That is not addressed. Lots of black and Hispanic teachers out there, Washington Post. Coming from the op-ed, how long would it be, if Trump's plan becomes reality, before a teacher shoots a black student and then invokes the I fear for my life defense? We continually hear from police officers who misinterpret young black people's behavior with deadly consequences. A mountain of data on persistent racial biases and disparities in education and on police presence in schools, as well as a recent increase in racial harassment in schools, makes it clear that kids of color won't be safe if their teachers are carrying weapons. You know, I could go dark with this one and say, I get the fear. You know, most of these teachers are leftists. Members of the NEA and leftists by their nature are sometimes racist, sometimes violently so against black people. Maybe racism against black people is in the DNA of the NEA. But it continues on. Most high-profile mass shootings have been committed by white men. That's taken it a stretch. They've been committed by students. But metal detectors, school police, and armed guards are disproportionately placed in public schools with a majority black and other non-white students, along with lock gates, random sweeps, and a host of other surveillance and security measures to maintain control in their schools. Research shows that such practices foster hostile environments. Well, if you have an idea of how to maintain control at an inner city school in Harlem or Chicago or Los Angeles or Oakland, pipe up. It's time to put it out there. Because they're trying to make it as safe as they can be. Because, as you know, in those areas, white people are the cause of all violence there. That's why the white suburbanites flock to inner city schools, because they know how safe they are. Now, if they could only get rid of all those racist locked gates and security guards at inner city schools, they would be much happier places. Happy, happy, happy. Still, they go on. A report also found that white students are punished differently from their black counterparts for the same offenses. In one example, a white student deemed bored in class threw chairs around the classroom and was promoted to a higher math class, while a black student was suspended for simply bawling his fists. I really suspect that statement. And, you know, yeah, white kids are violent by their... When a white kid is violent, they automatically make the honor roll. They summa cum laude, magna cum laude, whatever. White and black kids just get handcuffed simply for turning in their homework. And Gene Davis, back to the Washington Post, works in the Charleston County Public School District in South Carolina and says black assertiveness is seen as black hostility to white teachers, as opposed to the teachers recognizing that is a strength of a black student. I fear that when black students stand for up for themselves, white teachers will interpret that as students attacking them. Maybe the teachers could watch the Black Panther. Or it's not the Black Panther, it's just Black Panther. To help them understand better. They continue. Teachers know what they really need to transform their classrooms and schools into places of empowerment, and it's not guns. On Twitter, they use the hashtag ArmMeWith hashtag to list other important priorities. Smaller classrooms, improved textbooks, adequate supplies, and more resources for students with challenges. Do they make them bullet resistant in the inner cities? Now, speaking seriously, this is propaganda in its highest, finest form. The screed starts with a sweeping, unproven generalization that white teachers are just going to be racist killers. Then they buttress their argument with unsupported anecdotes claiming that white violence is tolerated, while black cooperation is not, and then it concludes by ignoring the entire issue of classroom security to talk about the pressing need for more erasers and pencil sharpeners in the classroom. I'm just asking, do you think the black kids in these inner city schools would be happier with more erasers and fewer security guards? You know, the thing that bothers me the most about these cursory anecdotal looks that they do, these Polaroid looks, we don't know anything about these students that they're talking about. We don't know their names. We don't know their background. Are the parents at home? Are the two parents in the home? Is the family intact? Does everybody work? Is anybody on drugs? That kind of thing. We don't know this. And it'd be so nice to know this. Because I hate to tell you this. When all things being even, when the family's intact, there's not a whole lot of difference. Not a whole lot of difference. When the father and the mother are there, and they're just getting in the car and going to work. Not a whole lot of difference. And it also shows that there is no low that they will not sink to. They're just out there saying that if teachers, just teachers in general, teachers, if teachers are armed, they're going to be inclined to execute black and Hispanic children. That means we're putting them there on their knees, okay? They're pulling out that concealed handgun, and then they're going to execute them, and then they're going to collect homework. How many times would that actually happen, do you think, before somebody would say, hey, hold on now? And the other part about Washington Post, there's 10 states that allow this. It's already happening. It's not Trump's plan. These are the individual states' plans. It's Ohio's plan. It's Texas's plan. It's Arkansas's plan. It's Utah's plan. It's Colorado's plan. It's not Trump's plan. Trump's just out there stating the obvious. When I saw that one, I knew I had to go with that one. Teachers going to execute students. Okay, I've heard it all now. I have heard it all. I really, really get it. Anyway. Now, when we get back, we're going to take an objective look at these young people that are being used mercilessly by the anti-gunners and the politicians that are out there right now. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, if you listen to some of the gun control advocates out there, 18-year-olds are too immature to handle guns. But they are mature enough to advise us on gun policy. So, thus, we're told we must listen to the voices of the young Parkland shooting survivors. Not only that, but we're not to question or oppose them because they're young. They're survivors, and by golly, because it's absolutely devastating to the anti-gun agenda. And, you know, there's something truly reprehensible about this situation. And it's not conservatives criticizing the positions of activist Parkland students like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez. It's the leftists that are using the students as human props and human shields, letting them throw the punches and then condemning the assailed if they dare defend themselves. Years ago, there was a publication called The Grieving Activist. And if you want to grieve, grieve. And if you want to play politics, play politics. And, you know, my sympathy for the grieving ends when you use the grief as a political battering ram. When that begins, you're not grieving anymore. Now, putting minors on the front lines is not at all precedented. The youngest U.S. naval captain was 12-year-old David Farragut. And the British would often have upper-class preteen boy officers aboard their warships, as accurately portrayed in the film Master and Commander. But could you imagine, after firing some salvos at French vessels and receiving a proportionate response, a British captain bellowed, "Where do you think you're doing if there are kids aboard this ship?" Now, that would be ridiculous, but it's no more ridiculous than doing likewise in our political campaigns. And mind you, campaign is a military term applied here because at issue is political warfare. So put kids on the front lines if you wish, as the Nazis did in World War II's waning days, but you know they're taking flak because you place them in harm's way. This is all very calculated. We know the CNN states a town hall affair, cherry-picked the attendees and controlled the questions. We know that as pro-Second Amendment Parkland survivor Brandon Minoff related, the media are ignoring the voices of the pro-gun Parkland kids. So much for listening to the children. So, while this anti-gun operation may or may not have George Soros' fingerprints all over it, as Sheriff David Clark suggested, it's also no doubt true that the student activists are wildly motivated, as CNN's Allison Camerata put it in response to him. And yet, there's an obvious answer here. Is it wise to have recently traumatized people advising on policy? Would we let someone whose dog was just killed by a neighbor help determine punishment for cruelty to animals? Ben Franklin warned, passion governs, and she never governs wisely. And, you know, additionally, we're a pretty immature civilization if we look to kids for policy advice. There's a reason why societies might traditionally have been governed by a council of, you know, wise elders. Teen boys may sometimes have utility in warfare, but adolescent angst is not good when you need a sober head. And, you know, the mainstream media love publishing articles about the impulsive teen brain, but now they say we should bow before these brains' latest impulses. And, you know, I instinctively knew that the teen brain thesis was nonsense, but immaturity is nonetheless a factor. So, yet something else must be said about these wildly motivated teens. If you've ever seen Back to School, there Rodney Dangerfield said, they care, they really care. About what? I have no idea. It's fashionable to, you know, to to hold up, the survivors, endure a tragedy, and you become a sainted soul whose motives are beyond reproach. And, you know, I think these students are probably what we would call, practically speaking, good people. I'm also sure that their character, you know, I'm about their character as a group, but they're just people. And their number includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. And right now, we're only talking about this issue right now because of a Parkland teen who attended Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and who is not at all a good person. You know, Mr. Cruz. Yet, the mainstream media hold up these Parkland students as fonts of wisdom while simultaneously infantilizing them, saying they condemn them but not... They can condemn but not be criticized, offend but not be offended. But I'm different, and in that I'm realistic. So I'm going to exercise some logic here, even though it's wholly out of fashion. With approximately 3,000 Parkland teen survivors, what's the probability that they are all good people? There will probably be some of them that will go on to do great things, and most of the others will do good but average things. And what about the rest? And whom might they include? Without naming names, it is inconceivable that a few of the 3,000 might be Machiavellian enough to realize that the shooting's aftermath is an opportunity for fame and possible wealth and career building. This doesn't mean they don't have genuine anti-gun passions. They may, as people's actions are often driven by multiple motivations, some noble, some not so much, only that the primary impetus may be a more self-serving one. Out of 3,000 people, it's inconceivable that there wouldn't be two or three of this mold. Teens aren't parted plants. They can be manipulative as well as meritorious. Just ask Clock Boy Ahmed Muhammad about that. They can huff and puff on the left about these observations, but it draws distinctions among gun crime survivors, too. Steve Scalise was seriously wounded by a left-wing activist, and, I don't hear them, Patrick Neville. Also a Republican. He survived Columbine. I don't hear them trumpeted as voices we must listen to. Why is that? You think. You wonder. I don't know. How about it's because they're pro-Second Amendment? Then, other examples of the Boy Scouts booed at the 2000 Democratic National Convention. The 6-year-old lad in a 2012 anti-Obama video whom the left wanted dead. And the 650,000 babies that actually do manage to kill annually. And this does reflect the culture of death mentality. They want to hear young voices only because they're until they become inconvenient. And then at that point, freedom of speech can be aborted too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I got more to say about Boyd's Gun Stocks. I'm just trying to conserve my throat. But that doesn't mean that I got to do no talking. So let's do a little bit of talking. Now, we're a week out from the Parkland, Florida shooting, and emotions are still running high. Stories and explanations are changing by the day. Answers should be forthcoming, but instead we're left with only questions. So rather than answering these questions, the media is posturing and preening for political purposes. So here's some of the questions worthy of asking. Days after the shooting, CNN hosted a town hall meeting. Rather than a thoughtful discussion regarding causes and potential solutions, they lived up to the CNN goal of a political rally. Yet CNN claims that its meetings were not political. Could CNN pour a cup of coffee without it being political? That's my question. Did CNN stack the audience and prep participants? They have a history of planting Democrats in their town hall meetings, trying to build that perception. One participant claimed that CNN gave him scripted questions to ask. Plausible. Isn't CNN the network that supplied Hillary Clinton with debate questions in advance? This town hall turned into a Dana Lash and Marco Rubio bashing fest, and neither of them pulled the trigger that terrible day. A question is, why is that shooting their fault? Plenty of other individuals and groups are being blamed for the shooting. The NRA, the Republicans, President Trump. They were not in the school that day. They did not shoot anyone. Nicholas Cruz did the shooting. Why isn't he being blamed? What about the police officers who remained outside or hid behind cars doing the shooting? Or the flippant Sheriff Scott Israel deflecting blame as skillfully as Barack Obama did for 8 years? Why is blame being directed at those who had nothing to do with the shooting? Where is the blame over the Obama Holder Justice Department paying schools to hide or overlook crime in an effort to improve arrest and incarceration statistics, make them diversified? Jack Cashel wrote in American Thinker that ignoring crime doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Those chickens always come home to roost, whether Trayvon Martin or Nicholas Cruz. And the NRA contributed $1.1 million to candidates in the 2016 election cycle, according to OpenSecrets.org. The left says that the Republican Party is owned by the NRA. Wow, the NRA is cheap. Let's start a GoFundMe. We could buy the NRA. We could buy the Republican Party. Now, $1 million isn't that much unless you believe that the Russians influenced the 2016 election by spending that amount on Twitter and Facebook ads. Is anyone asking about the really big money? FAR LLC, owned by the left-wing climate warrior Tom Steyer, contributed $90 million in 2016. The American Federation of Teachers gave $31 million, and the National Education Association contributed $30 million. NRA are a bunch of cheapskates. So which groups are really buying influence in Congress? What has big education done for school safety, other than making schools gun-free zones, turning them into a target-rich environment? They're not protecting their students, but they're also leaving their union dues-paying teachers vulnerable in these school shootings. Why doesn't big education care about teachers and students? Why do these shootings almost always happen in gun-free zones? Would a bank or a jewelry store ever declare itself a gun-free zone? What about any government building in the country? Any of this make sense? Members of Congress bray like donkeys about the evils of guns and how arming teachers is a bad thing, yet their workplace is surrounded by armed guards and metal detectors. Many of them travel with armed escorts. Governors and big city mayors surround themselves with armed security at work and at home. Why won't they protect children with the same zeal? When elected officials eliminate armed guards from the U.S. or state capitals and declare them gun-free zones, they can join the discussion of arming teachers. Why doesn't CNN or any other media outlet ask an elected official to explain this kind of hypocrisy? And why are gun-carrying teachers a bad idea? Isn't that similar to the whole air marshal thing? Have any air marshals accidentally shot a passenger? Or children who also fly on airplanes, why do we protect airplanes in a way that we wouldn't protect a school? Some pilots are armed, some not. Just as some teachers or other school employees, not all could be armed. Are pilots accidentally shooting passengers or each other? They're the last line of defense against another 9/11. Where is the last line of defense for our children if a shooter gets into a school? If the NRA had been abolished years ago, would Sandy Hook been prevented at that point? Would the Parkland shooter not have happened? What about Columbine or Aurora or the Pulse nightclub? Would Chicago be murder-free and safe? Eliminating the NRA would have as much effect on murder rates as getting rid of SUVs would have on the climate. So if gun control is such a big, important issue to Democrats, why didn't they do something when they had a chance? From 2009 to 2011, they controlled Congress and the White House, and yet they did nothing when they had the opportunity. How come? Why not? Columbine happened on Bill Clinton's watch. Sandy Hook on Barack Obama's watch. What did they do to stop these national tragedies? Why don't they share the blame for their inaction? If Obama could slow the rise of the oceans, why couldn't he end gun violence? Anybody ask him that? So if the age for owning a firearm is raised to 21, should that be the minimum age for military service? Or an abortion, or driver's licenses, or voting? Cars and abortions are dangerous and deadly too. How old was James Hodgkinson, the congressional baseball shooter, or Stephen Paddock? Well, they were both over 21. How would an age restriction have stopped them? Why are there armed guards at museums and jewelry stores, at sports stadiums and airports and concert venues, but not at schools? Are these paintings and watches more valuable than children? And how long does the average school shooting last? How long does it take a first responder to arrive on the scene? What happens at the school before help arrives, especially if no teachers are armed? Can anyone refute the axiom, when seconds count, help is minutes away? Now, Trump held his own listening forum to hear all points of view, unlike CNN's forum, and which was one-sided. He had a few notes, but big media were obsessed with that. Don't TV news anchors and former presidents read from teleprompters? Didn't the last president use a teleprompter to speak in a sixth-grade classroom? All of this is worthy of discussion, particularly in a forum like a CNN town hall with a national audience, but that's not going to happen. Why isn't it? Is this a problem to be solved or simply a political issue to be exploited? We got lots of questions and few answers, and if the left wants a rational discussion on the Second Amendment, if they want to really discuss what is school safety, some of these questions need to be asked, and in turn they have to be answered. And otherwise, it's just cheap talk and virtue signaling while they wait for the next school shooting to edge us towards being disarmed. See, I genuinely want to protect children. And I know being disarmed is not going to protect children. I know that. But we need to be asking other questions besides, can we ban guns or can we ban magazines and bump stocks? That genie has left the building. Got out of the bottle and he's left the building, and it's out there. Out there for everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, just saw this, so let's talk about this real quick. Is coming from my pal at Town Hall, Matt Vespa. He was in a meeting with a bunch of the pro-gun control Democrats, and it appears at first blush that he has suggested adding the assault weapons provision into Manchin Toomey 2.0. And this coming from Twitter from Michael Scheer. So Trump wants to discuss adding assault weapons ban to Manchin Toomey. Does not want to add bump stock since he will do himself. Wants to separate concealed carry reciprocity into separate bill. He told Scalise not to include that in there. Here's the thing. This is one of two things. If it is the second thing, then it's a big issue. It's a big issue. And that means, if it is the second thing, that means we've all been betrayed. I've been backing the wrong horse. If it's the second issue. If it's the first issue, it's a different thing altogether. Now, first things first. One thing that some of these guys that like to play some of these games out there, they like to put things out there so they can get voted down. I don't think an assault weapons ban has the votes in the Senate to pass. They didn't have the votes in the Senate when it was controlled by the Democrats and Obama was the president. I don't think it has the votes in the Senate to pass. I think probably Trump knows this. Trump has been conferring with the NRA. He's been conferring with the Freedom Caucus. I think he knows all of that already. Trump has said he wants to do some things in the aftermath to the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. But So far, the only things that I know for sure that he wants to do is he's talking about upping the age to buy a gun to 21, which that just changes a whole bunch of things for a bunch of 18-year-olds, on up. And then he's talked about fixing NICS, and he's talked about doing what a lot of states are already doing, which is Army teachers. Now, this is like the same meeting they had on immigration. Do you remember the meeting on immigration? The meeting on immigration had the Democrats leaning in on this one. And Trump was out there ready to give them everything they wanted, but they were not prepared to do what he wanted in return. So because of that, Trump has said that, you know, he won't do anything. He's going to just, you know, he's just going to let that, you know, he's, and the DACA recipients get it. The DACA kids get this, or the DACA adults anyway. Some of the discussion was grounded when the president discussed his desire to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill and the unstable. No one disagrees with that. I don't. Now, for some people, it probably went off the hinges when he advocated for a comprehensive bill that included universal background checks without concealed carry reciprocity and the confiscation of firearms for those who might be considered a danger without due process. And he told Trump, or he told Pence, take the guns first and go through the due process. This is what I'm hearing. Where he mentioned due process with regards to taking your weapons away from those who were unstable to avoid civil rights from being trampled. Trump said that could take too long. There's a few problems with this, of course. A few problems. First of all, Trump doesn't make law. And he cannot make an executive order and create a law like banning a bump stock or an assault weapons ban. He can't do that. You can't reinvigorate a law that is sunset as well. But there's two possibilities here. Two possibilities. One, he's going to get all of this stuff out there to where it gets voted down. And then all of these Democrats will be on record as having voted for it. And we've seen their assault weapons bill. Everything out there, pistol or rifle, that holds a magazine, that holds more than X amount of rounds, is going to be banned in this. Yeah, so does this see the light of day? I don't think so. Now, Trump raising the age limit is something that Senator Pat Toomey balked at for the simple reason that it denies Americans of voting age or Second Amendment rights. He represents a hunting state, and there are already a lot of 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds in his state and everywhere else who have rifles for target practice and hunting. Toomey was part of the Toomey Manchin bill. Manchin Toomey, whatever you want to call it. And it's been rehashed with the president wanting to add mental health provision, raise the age limit for firearms, and having universal background checks, while nixing any hope of having concealed carry reciprocity attached to the legislation to give it a trade-off. So, okay, well, everybody's saying, Bill, what? Okay, this gets to stand by itself. And this means national reciprocity does not die. And this means that these things can die. So, while I can see where some of you are saying this is bad, on the other hand, Trump is so unpredictable, and he did this with DACA. He did this with immigration. He got out there and he said, he sat down with all of these people, and he made them look like fools. And, you know, they can't help themselves. They want to be in charge. They want to ban this, ban that. And we're going to see. Now, if, on the other hand, if he has capitulated, well, then he deserves all the fury we can let loose. All the fury we can let loose. And that those numbers that Stephen and Roger have been giving out, this is the time now to start calling them. Call the House. He can't just pass this himself. So it has to be passed in Congress, and it can be defeated by either the House or the Senate. But looking at the fact that he did not attach national reciprocity to it, to me, is encouraging. Because that tells me he wants that, and it tells me he thinks these things won't pass. We know what universal background checks are. Universal background checks are another term for gun registry. You know, there's a lot of single parents out there that are 18 or 19 or 20. And if you raise that age limit to them, they can't buy them. And that's where I think it comes off the rails. I think, and the thing we got to remember, there's two phases to this. The proposal, then there's the debate, and then there's the vote. So the proposal is where we start fighting it. Because, but I'm waiting, at this point I'm going to hope for the best and pray for the best and prepare for the worst. Because if Trump actually does come out and propose this, and he's serious about this, this is something he seriously wants, he's got to go. If, on the other hand, this is another moment of of misdirection, which he specializes in, well, then maybe we look at this and we just watch the entertainment. It was very entertaining to watch what happened with immigration. Very entertaining. Right now, we're watching them go through all of this stuff right now. Trump needs to tell them, like on DACA, it's done. I don't care what you courts say. It was an executive order. It was never voted on. Okay? We'll see if he does that. Let's see where this goes. He may be looking to build a little political capital. I don't know. We'll see. But he's getting them all. He's drawing them all out. At least that's what I hope he's doing. And the fact that he did not want reciprocity attached tells me he wants that passed. He wants that passed as a standalone. Maybe with fixed NICS. I don't know. We'll see. Coming up next, Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.